And so reflecting on the poem, the invitation, whatever words you remember that touched you, that moved you. It is a challenging poem and a heartening poem, an encouraging poem, one that helps us remember, what is really, really important to me in this life? And what is really, really important to any of us in our lives, that constitutes our path, our dream path. And that's what we're here to detect. And so just sitting in quiet for a few moments, just letting whatever you experience from that poem be felt in the body. Whatever emotions show up, whatever thoughts, bring them to the body. Let mindfulness come to bear with a bit of investigation in the body, bringing whatever kindness may be needed to whatever feels struggling, painful. Now I'd like to lead you through a recontemplation of your three windows. So bringing each of your windows to mind, take a few seconds with each window, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching the image in each window. If you had empty or blank windows, that's okay. Fill in a window with something from your 100 things that really struck you as important to you for living the life of your dreams. If there's any sleepiness, be sure to take care of it by opening the eyes for a little while or standing. Straightening the posture. And then pausing with that, our three windows represent the outward journey. So whenever a hero is going on an adventure, on a quest, there is an outward journey, a goal or goals to be attained. Something to be won, something to be escaped, something to be accomplished, something that happens in the outer world. And that involves action in the world. And the windows are very much about actions, activities. And that's important. And we need to also be aware of the inward journey. So each of these windows represents an outward journey, and we can ask ourselves, what's the inward journey for each of these windows? What is the learning, the capacity, the new life within the soul, in the spirit, that is possible within each of these outward journeys? You may or you may not know, but just to be open to it. The inward journey will be about some very deep, heartfelt need, a heart's desire, a longing. Simply wondering now what that might be for each of these windows. We might also reflect how each window supports the others. If I engage in this activity, it'll make that activity easier, or fuller, or more likely to happen. To just ponder that. You were asked that a few weeks ago when we first did the reflection. So being aware of that again. And then lastly, reflecting on both the outward journey and the inward journey of the windows. And how together they are pointing to your path beyond the specifics of these three windows, these three activities. What path is being suggested here? And your path can be represented by other images or by words that are in the values category or principles you want to live by, values you want to live by, what's most deeply important to you. What do your windows show you about what's most deeply important to you? Even if your windows feel impossible right now, they will be pointing to your guiding principles or values. They will be pointing to your life path. They'll be pointing to your dream path. Letting any words or images emerge from this contemplation without censoring them. And then one more thing is, who will mentor me on this path? Who will champion these principles, these values? Who will remind me about what I really care about when I get stuck, when there's inertia, when I'm disheartened, discouraged? Characters from books and movies, people you may have known, famous people, stories you've read, cartoon characters. Who will support you on your path? Letting all these questions simply float. Not worrying about not having the answers just yet. Remembering the words of Rilke, I beg you to be patient with all the unanswered questions, to love the questions themselves. Letting the contemplation be, feeling breath and body now, resting here for a few moments. Staying in silence, please take a moment and do some reflection on what I just led you through. I drew three boxes on the board to remind you of three windows, and it's very helpful to name each window. So we're kind of doing a little rerun of the windows exercise. And then, so that's the outward journey. What's the inward journey? Some words or phrases or images underneath each window. Again, underneath that, any ideas about how each window supports the other window, inwardly or outwardly. Underneath that, ideas about what your path is, what you really value. And then underneath that, any ideas about mentors.